Hello, flying disc enthusiasts. Welcome back to Disc Golf Daily, the podcast that tries to catch you up on the happenings in the disc golf world in about 8 to 10 minutes. Steve is out. The people have spoken. He's just not exciting enough. Just kidding. Steve asked me to stop by. So I'm Brian Papa Wolf Frawley, and I'm here with your Texas State Championship recap. We start in our FPO division. On Sunday morning, three well-known names were up at the top of that leaderboard. Kristen Tatar, Owen Scoggins, Sarah Hokum, all being former winners on the Disc Golf Pro Tour, along with Anniken Sten from Norway. Anniken and Owen were tied for the lead, with Kristen just three strokes back, coming off her hot round of neg 12 on Saturday. Sarah started the day at neg 13, with eight players being within two strokes of her. Man, it's got to be scary having Kristen only three strokes back you in any tournament. Going into hole 17, Anniken had birdied five in a row. Kristen had birdied four in a row. Hole 17 was playing the hardest of the entire course yesterday. The wind was picking up. The tension was picking up. Anniken was first on the box. Switched discs at the last second. I noticed that. Tossed a nice conservative shot. Kristen followed her up with a similar shot, but besting her by a bit. And being close to OB, but it wasn't OB, so everyone chill. Sten went first through her safe shot right under the bucket. Kristen found herself with a 45-50-footer, give or take, and a right-to-left headwind. Came up a bit short, which pushed us to 18, with Anniken having that one-stroke lead. Anniken drove first, landed safe, outside of the circle, give or take, maybe right on the circle. Kristen went right up after her, knew what shot she wanted to throw, focused. Gave it a rip, let it fly, skipped right by the basket. Everyone was excited. People were cheering, and unfortunately, that skip flared right out of bounds deep. That gave Anniken the green light to toss under for her par when she walked up, and then eventually tap in for her win. So congrats to Anniken Sten. Anniken became the fifth unique winner this year in the FPO division when we're talking about elite and majors. And the first winner of a Disc Golf Pro Tour Elite event from Norway in any division. A few Statmando notes here. Thank you, Statmando. Anniken won the 2022 PCS Sula Open, which was both a PDGA Euro Tour and Disc Golf Pro Tour Silver event. Anniken led the entire event for C2 in regulation, hitting 45 out of 54 holes. With Kristen coming in second place, Kristen has now failed to win an elite/major event the last 3 weeks. That has not happened since April of 2022, thanks for our friends at PDGA Statistics over on Twitter or X or whatever you call it. On a personal note, I love good sportsmanship. Kristen wrote on her social media very shortly after, I mean very shortly, she must have been in the parking lot still, that how proud she was. I'm so happy for you and also for Norwegian and European disc golf in general. That's a quote from her social media. Seems like she's really excited for the game to continue to grow. FPO gave us a show. It was wonderful. Then DGN gave us a little bit of break. Maybe you watched the feature hole. Maybe you snagged some of that Easter ham. Maybe you're into something else. I don't know. Then MPO popped on. The MPO storyline was about Anthony Barella having a six-stroke lead coming into today. Many fans worried it was not going to be an exciting day on the old Disc Golf Network. What were the storylines going to be after Anthony destroyed the course on Saturday, finding himself the first 1,100 rated round outside of the state of Arizona? Maybe people were going to talk about the second place battle between Ezra Aderholt, who started the day at neg 20, and Gannon Burr, who started the day at neg 18. Or maybe people were going to turn in to watch Texas's own Mason Ford on lead card. Either way, there was a lot of excitement to come. In the front nine, we saw Ezra birdie 8 out of 9 holes. Gannon shooting a clean neg 6, and AB shooting a neg 6 as well, although there was a bogey in there. That front nine gave us a little bit more excitement, a little bit more storyline. And by hole 11, Ezra and AB had both bogeyed. And by hole 14, AB had bogeyed again. All along, Gannon sitting in the background, being the little engine that could chugga, chugga, chugga. He was getting his whole birdie streak going, and I mean his whole birdie streak. Ezra found himself with a few pars, unfortunately, and a couple birdies on the back end. and by hole 18, it was down to two. Burr was riding a 9-birdie streak in a row. He had the box, maybe even had the momentum. AB had a 2-stroke lead, though. So, it gets exciting, the tension's building, Burr takes a little bit of time, Burr throws a shot, boom, almost ace it, crowd goes nuts, AB's up next, heart's gotta be pounding, has to keep it in bounds, there's a lot of OB on hole 18 here at the Texas States, AB rips one, lands it safe, knows that he can toss under and tap in for the win. That's gotta be an amazing feeling. Anthony Barella wins the Texas State Championship, his second elite event this year. Barella is the sixth MPO player to win their first two major/elite events in the same season. Barella is the seventh MPO player to win two of his first four major elite events in the same season. And I literally read that from Statmando's Twitter. Get on there and give him a like or a follow. Some post-round notes. We have some high-rated people that did not cash. Natalie Ryan, Jessica Weiss, and Silva Saarinen did not cash on the FPO side. On the MPO side, Nicholas Antila, Luke Taylor, and Garrett Gerthy unfortunately did not cash either. As far as your Disc Golf Pro Tour standings go, this was a great day to be Anthony. He's in first place for the MPO side, with Gannon Burr in second, Kyle Klein in third. And on the FPO side, Missy still holds that lead. Owen and Priest her lead are in second place. And Evelina is now in third place as well. We did see two MPO rounds that were 1,100 rated in the same event. We had Gannon this past day with a neg 15 and AB on Saturday. Going into this event, coming in, anybody with a 6-stroke lead was 45 for 45 with completing the task at events, at Disc Golf Pro Tour events. And now we can make that 46. And that was your Texas State Championship recap, friends. As always, if you have any news, comments, or questions, please shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Yes, we still use AOL. That's not a joke. Until next time, I'm Brian Papa Wolf Frawley. Keep them in the fairway.